Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting third. The right fielder, George Stumpf. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Wieland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Wieland. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olson moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olson scores. Stumpf moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stumpf moves to third. Jolly moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Stumpf scores. Jolly moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stumpf hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kraus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. McManus moves to second. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0-for-1 in the game. Wieland strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stumpf hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Krause covering, for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller scores. McNair moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. We'll see more now pitching. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore spins, and has McNair trapped. He throws to McManus, who tags McNair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilsey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Krause strikes out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stumpf bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Olsen moves to second. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Olsen moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler throws to second for one, and Olsen throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Simmons scores. Fox scores. McNair moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 3 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Wilsey Moore. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5. And Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.